Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. What part of the world are you in?
In Dunmore, East and Waterford.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
So what have we got out there when you look out the window today? Is it grey and dark like
Christmas
here?
It's morning. No. There's no rain. It's a crisp morning. It's nice and bright. Well, no sun, but the sun is trying its utmost. But
yeah,
a nice crisp morning out here.
God loves a trier.
Mm-hmm.
So what ails you?
What ails me? Ryan, I cannot get into my car and drive from A to B without this furbus going to explode, go on fire, blow up, whatever. And I'm talking about this fur that my son's school is 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And it takes me an hour and 47 minutes to come home.
Why?
Because the car's going to explode. It's going to blow up. It's going to go on fire. You know the condensation in the mornings?
Yeah.
That's the smoke to me. That is the smoke. So it's not condensation.
But you know that.
I know that. And then I won't put the fan on because that's going to aggravate the fire even more. Now, three mechanics have checked this car out. There's nothing wrong with the car.
It's all in your head, in the noggin.
In my head, and it's as real as the hair on my head. Honest to God, it's... Like, I live a mile and a half from the village. I had to stop four times going down the other day and five times coming home.
Sinead, look at me.
I'm looking.
Look at me in the eyeball. Now, listen to me. You sound completely sane and utterly rational.
Oh, yeah.
And even the way you're describing the car, knowing that there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You can fix this. You just need to get over the psychological hump and you're in.
And I can't. I get into the car.
No.
It could take me five turns maybe to reverse out the driveway and then I can't do it.
Something happen?
I had a car crash about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah? How bad?
The two cars were wrote off, but you know, both live to tell the tale.
No, but that's bad now. Hang on. Two cars written off is not good.
No, it wasn't good. But, you know, we live to tell the tale. And the only delay in driving after the crash was waiting for the insurance to get the hire car, which took 48 hours. Total inconvenience to me. I needed a car.
Yeah.
And people were saying to me, what, you're driving? I was going, you have to get from A to B. Drove, not a problem. Back on the horse, keep going.
And then what happened?
I actually purposely went looking for the very same car that was wrote off because that car saved my life. I was aware of this. Eventually found one in June.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I felt as safe as a house. That was it. I had the car that saved my life. Nobody was going to... I was invincible. I drove from Dunmore East to Ardrahan County, Donegal, in this car.
Yeah.
Drove back, other than getting lost a billion times, but that's how I roll, you know. I don't mind that. Lovely scenery anyway.
Yes.
So, came back. The oil light went on in the car there about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I put oil in, and as I was putting the oil in... big lorry went by and I kind of, you know, it blew me off the side of the road. I'm no bigger than a minute. So I spilled a bit of oil and I said, bet now there's going to be some smell of oil of this. Thought nothing of it. The oil light was still on. So then when I looked, oil had spilt on the oil switch. So that's why the oil light was on. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Lipstick red, fine. Everything fine. But I don't know if that triggered something. But from then, the oil light is not on the car. The oil switch has been replaced. Everything's fine, but now the car's going to blow up.
You've had it checked out
three times.
By guys who know their job and are professional mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cutting across to you now. Are you a professional mechanic?
No.
No. Then stop giving out and worrying your car is fine and get in it and drive it like a man.
But I'm a woman, so I can't.
No, I meant drive it recklessly and unsafely.
School, and he's 20. We're in Dunmore East. He goes to school in Tramore. I usually share the school run with a friend of mine whose son goes. Last Wednesday, I had to go to him shaking, saying, can you take over the school run, please? I can't do this.
Ah, Sinead.
And it's my turn. This week is my turn. How those kids are going to get to school, I don't know, because there is no bus.
I'd say they'd rather walk than be in a car with you.
Oh, I'll put the two of them on my back if I have to.
No, you won't, because you're going to sort this out. So you'll be, by the time we get you fixed up, you'll be able for it. This is in the head.
Oh, yeah.
You know it is. So you just need somebody to convince you. I mean, and somebody's going to text in 51552 and guide us as to where we need to get you. Because this is the, possibly one of the most surmountable problems we've received on this program in all the years.
Sorry.
No, I mean that in a good way. And I don't mean to be, you don't need to say sorry for anything. This is happening to you, so let's try and fix it. So, you do realise, don't you, that it's totally irrational, your fear.
I mean, absolutely. See, this is it. This if is I was afraid the car would crash, I would go, okay, you've had a crash. That's rational fear.
Yeah.
But a fear that, my twin brother said to me, the only way you can go on fire is if somebody sticks a rag on fire into your petrol tank.
Or stick a dynamite in the glove compartment.
Absolutely. And I don't think anyone dislikes me so much, but maybe one of
you. I don't know you well enough to be able to make that assessment, but yes.
No, you definitely wouldn't. But it's very... I mean, even, you know when you don't have the heater on, you feel the wee bit of heat at your knees?
Yeah.
That's the smoke starting.
Ah, come on. But even the fact that you know that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that you know that...
Mm-hmm.
Is, and the fact that you're telling me that suggests that we've got... It's just a small glitch in your... DNA and whatever's going on in your head that we need to make that right.
And I have a heart condition, Ryan, so I can actually feel, usually I don't feel the palpitations. My heart beats about 161 per beats per second, you know, per minute. It's a fairly, I'm fairly affected in the heart, but I can actually feel the palpitations, so God knows what my heartbeat is at that stage.
And does that start happening as you're approaching the car or as you're driving?
Both. Like, I don't open the curtains or pull the blinds until I have to get into that car.
Thinking about it. So you're worried about thinking about getting
there.
Cognitive therapy will help that lady get her to baseline fear, which sounds like a fear of dying, especially in the view of her accidents.
I've no fear of dying. Oh, God, no, I've no fear of dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but one's going to follow the other, isn't it? If you're afraid the car is going to blow up, chances are you're not going to walk away.
I'm just thinking of the pain, that's all. If I'm dying, let me just go in my bed one night. I'm just thinking, oh my... And I'm terrified to have my son in the car because, like, at traffic lights, I turn off the engine. I turn off the engine because I don't want to hurt people around me.
For the explosion. Okay, somebody's saying it's OCD. Traumatic events can bring it out if you're predisposed. If a close friend has it, we went to the guards convinced he had run a man over. He brought the police to the scene. Nothing there. Tough road. Sorry for the pun, but it's OCD. If you really think it's happening, it's OCD. Another says clinical hypnosis will sort that lady out and help me with my panic attacks. Cognitive behavioural therapy and clinical diagnosis, all these things.
And I mean, my biggest fear, my son is diabetic. If I need to get him into the hospital quickly, how am I going to do this?
Do you know how you're going to do it? You're going to get over this fear and then you're going to be driving around like a mad woman and everything's going to be fine.
I hope.
You will.
Because it's, as I said, it's the real... And usually I'd be very level-headed, very
rational. You sound it, yeah.
And this moment in time, oh my God, no.
No,
okay. And I'm afraid to drive another car, Ryan, in case it's every car, because then I'm really... Yeah.
It's utterly irrational. I mean, it is like saying you're afraid to walk down the street in case a building will fall on you.
I'm surprised people aren't laughing at me.
No, no one's going to laugh at you because it's not funny, that funny, if you know what I mean.
Well, to be honest, I think I would have laughed if you'd said it to me. I would have gone, oh my God.
I know, that's because you're mean.
Yeah, well, I am.
And you're cruel. And you're
not mean enough to get into the car and drive.
No, and drive me in it. No, but it's not funny. I mean, OCD is one of those things that is awful. Like, it's not a nice thing to have OCD. Or it sounds like you're veering towards panic attacks, which are horrible. And again, irrational things. But they are fixable. And that's what I'm trying to reassure you a little bit. But no one's laughing. And certainly, I'd love to see the other side of it where you're grand and everything works
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. I mean, as I said... For me, I'm from Dublin originally.
Yeah.
For me to go up one Friday afternoon, that wouldn't cast me a second thought. I used to drive, my ex-husband lives in Cookstown, Tyrone. I used to drive from Dunmore East to Cookstown to drop my son up and drive back down again.
No issue. We need to get you back to that. Get that woman back.
I just need to, I can't even go down to the village now. I'm saving a fortune because I don't spend money because
of course,
I can't get into the car.
I can't get in. Of course, palpitations are an anxiety attack, says the text. They go hand in hand with OCD, real OCD, not the I'm a little bit OCD thing, the real stuff. Okay, look, we've got a few suggestions there. We'll keep an eye on you, right?
Brilliant.
And
I appreciate that.
Between us all, we'll see if we can get you back and you'll suddenly be.
And if I'm not here, I'm obviously out driving.
Out driving, like Lewis Hamilton around the streets of Dunmore East. I love it.
Sinead, I'm part of the Jordan team.
That's exactly, this is going to work. You're going to be fine.
Oh, hopefully. And thank you so much.
It's really nice to talk to you.
You too, Ryan.
And I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Okay, take care.
Bye for now.